Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
We are back, and we are back for a brand new season of Lions football. The 2023-2024 season is a thing of the past now. We will always remember it. It was a hell of a ride all the way to the NFC Championship game, but now this new season is remedying that loss and taking it all the way to a Super Bowl victory, a Super Bowl parade in Detroit, like we always imagined, and there is no reason why this team cannot win a Super Bowl, even with all the question marks up in the air. The draft and free agency, which starts next week. We're getting all that, the combine and free agency in this episode. But before we do, we got to introduce the Blue Kool-Aid crew that is here. First, let's go to Bob. Or there's Bob.
What's up?
What's up? All right.
Red Dog.
Yo.
UJ.
Greetings.
I'm Big Z, and our producer Kid J is off on the side here as well, so he might chime in with a couple things if he feels the need. But nonetheless, you know, this is right around the start of the new league year, and the NFL Combine wrapped up last week. So I want to hop into that a little bit, just talk about a little of the results. The Lions obviously drafting at 28, way lower than we are used to. You're used to the top 10 pick and excited about a new top 10 prospect.
Isn't it 29, Z?
29, sorry.
Thank you.
And then, but either way, I mean, it's super low compared to what we used to. We're going to wait all night now for our draft pick. We don't have to wait in the first 20 minutes. And it'll be fascinating. So, you know, this combine, a lot of speed. That's what we've seen the last few years is people keep getting faster and faster. Literally, a record was broken for the fastest 40-yard time ever by Worthy. Out of Texas, the wide receiver. It said 4.22 originally, and then adjusted for 4.21 seconds.
That's insane.
And it's cool they let fans in there now, so like the stadium was like cheering at full blast. That was the highlight of really of the weekend. I mean, but there's a lot of other speed out there from everybody. I'm trying at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Some ecstasy too.
11, 12, 13, 14. About 15 people ran under 4.4. Actually, no, it's like 20 people ran under 4.4. I mean.
That's crazy.
Yeah, and DNs alone had 15 under 4.6.
Yeah, and then that was led by Chop. I'm sorry, no, Dallas Turner ran the fastest 40, 4.46. Chop Robinson 4.48. So that's ridiculous speed. I mean, even the D tackle position, and this is kind of my guy I want to talk about first, a guy that I would love to come to Detroit. Brandon Fiske out of Florida State.
Braden
Fiske. Ugh, see, look,
you got some common agreement on that one, G. I think a lot of us here would like to see that guy.
Oh, man.
Stud.
I'm not sure where he's being drafted right now. I'm trying to see where, like, that seems like it is a possibility to have him in that range. But definitely it seems like a Lions guy, you know, plays a lot of, a big motor, a need. It fits as well on the interior. If you watched him in college, the man can get after it in the pass game, right?
Him and Verse were like the reason that Florida State team didn't drop off when those quarterbacks kept dropping. Like, those dudes just took over games together, and he was fast and running quarterbacks down, and you can see why. That 4.78 blistering at 292.
Byron Murphy's also a beast as well on the interior. That's a guy out of Texas. If you watch his tape, I mean, he is an absolute monster. Go watch him against Alabama. Absolutely dominant. But I was curious, and then there's another guy that I just have to talk about that was originally being projected to the Lions, but I think he's going to go before the Lions now. It's Quinyon Mitchell out of Toledo. The guy's performed too well for us to grab him, I think, at this point. He's probably the top cornerback prospect.
Yeah, 4.33.
Yeah, and he seems to have that X factor that Lions like. You know, the guy's like he's a baller, man. Loves game.
But it's not even like the guy just is fast. Like the tape was already proving that him to be like a top corner, and then just to blow it out of the water athletically at the combine solidified everything that they saw on tape. I guess at the Senior Bowl, he was the best looking player on either side of the ball that week. His stock really rose, and then I think his stock rose even a little more here.
There's a couple of fast corners in this. It'll be interesting to see how many corners go before we pick. You know. A kid,
right? His name. It's a deep cornerback draft.
Wiggins, 48.
Cooper DeJean would be awesome. Yeah. Oh man!
Oh, that kid's like.
I'm really hoping he falls alive.
I know.
Somehow.
I've seen mocks where he's like around that area. Possibly he lands there.
Everyone seems to have him going to the Packers. It seems like that seems to be the favorite place for him. Like about two or three picks before us.
Yeah, let's hope that doesn't happen.
Yeah. That Nate Wiggins from Clemson.
Yeah.
Pretty exciting, very fast.
Ran 4.228, I think.
Super fast.
Yeah, and he was a beast
in
college.
There's a whole bunch of talented corners in this draft. It's like I've seen Cam Hart mock to us out of Notre Dame. He ran a nice solid 4.5 at 6.3, 202. I didn't realize they captured 6.3. Holy crap. But yeah, I mean, he had the best performance against Marvin Harrison Jr. last year when Notre Dame played Ohio State. He held him to 3 receptions and like hardly any yards.
And Kool-Aid McKinstry, you see him mocked to the Lions. I've saw that, which is kind of nice because another Bama guy back there with Branch. That'd be nice.
And he's kind of our pod's
name. Sounds like
his
injury could be our blessing.
Yeah, Red Dog, you mentioned the injury, the Jones Frank injury.
It could be kind of like how Sewell fell to us because he kind of floated under the radar and it was a great player, but people kind of wrote him off because of the COVID and stuff.
Who wrote off Sewell?
Did they?
I never heard that.
No, I don't remember that.
He was like the top offensive lineman prospect in the draft.
I think you're thinking of somebody else.
He fell to us to 7. No, I'm not thinking of anyone else. He fell to 7 as the maybe the best player in the entire draft. I mean,
I don't know about that.
Yeah. I mean, you know, we drafted him.
Yeah, but I know, but I don't think it was for that reason. I don't think there was an injury question there.
There was like he hadn't played and stuff.
I mean, it's a draft of Trevor Lawrence, Jamar Chase went ahead of him, Patrick Surtain.
It's
Michael
not a
Parsons.
Perfect comparison because in this case, Cam Hart is still performing and stuff, but like he didn't really do the combine, so like he's gonna kind of fall out of people's minds because they didn't get to really see what he's about, and like the people who are married to the speed numbers and all the same reason, like why did Branch fall last year? Like that was mind boggling, but that was even more mind boggling because he wasn't injured. But
that wasn't because of COVID, though. I'm not sure what your argument is. I guess
I'm not trying to
make sense of it.
It's all right if you can't follow it. Though.
If you can follow it, you should check with your doctor to find out what.
Who's another? who's another player that's tough for one of you guys draft?
Combine. I love the O lineman, by the way. There's a couple of guys, and I know we'd have to trade up to get him, but what's that one guy's name from Oregon State? I think
Oregon State.
Puagu, Oregon State.
Okay. Because there's a guy from Oregon I really like, too, Jackson Powers Johnson. I would not mind getting him.
That's not the one I'm thinking of. I'm thinking of Tulis Puagu, Oregon State, 6'6", 324. Just a monster. Just an absolute beast. And there's another there's some good linemen there, though, some good old linemen.
Are you talking about Olumuye Wiwa Fasuanu?
Yeah, right.
Oh no, you're talking about Talis Fuaga.
Yeah, Talis Fuaga. He'd be my favorite right now if it was one of those guys. Now, he's basically a tackle, but you know, why not bring him in, let him play guard a couple of years, you know, eventually Decker's going to be probably moving on. Sewell moves over. He moves over. You know, and we keep feeding the O-line. That's what I said. Anyway.
Hmm. Well, someone fed this boy 6'6", 324.
These guys are all monsters. They're just huge.
Put another big Islander on our line. I'm fine with it.
I got one other guy I want to mention as a, I don't know what word this guy would go in the draft. But I just really love this kid, Tim Reimann from Illinois, the tight end. Like, maybe that's not a really need for our team, but if he was there for third or fourth round, he ran a 4.64 at 271 pounds, 6'4". Just a monster dude. And supposedly a great blocker, really high motor, you know, Lions kind of guy, you know, Campbell kind of guy.
CBS Sports has him as the 286th prospect in this draft.
Well, so I was saying, he's a guy we pick up later, you know. But, he kind of stood out to me, his massive size, and, you know, he filled that role that Brock Wright does right now, who's a restricted free agent. I don't know, you know.
And
we did sign Shane Zylstra today to a contract. So welcome back.
Yes, we did.
And we'll need a safety, too. Utah Cole Bishop looks pretty good out there. I don't know if you guys saw him. Pretty versatile guy. But
6'2", 207, comes from a pretty good background. They have him as like a – that'd be like a third, fourth round type prospect. So unfortunately, I'm a little – you know, with the child now, I'm a little behind watching tape on some of these guys that I normally would in the past. So hopefully in the next month I could inform
him. Yeah, have him watch it with
Little
you,
Z break it down with you.
I should. I really should. I really should.
Yeah.
I want him to read defenses.
Get your act together. Figure it out. There's a couple of good receiver prospects I like out of this that could be some later.
I mean, it's a great wide receiver draft, too. Yeah.
Luke McCaffrey. My favorite two are Luke McCaffrey and Ricky Pearsall out of Florida. Huh. Ricky Pearsall blew up with a 4.41. That kid was an absolute weapon at Florida. He was always making plays all over the field.
I know it's not going to happen, but Rome Odunze would be amazing in a Lions offense.
Yeah.
My God. That would be salivating. I mean, obviously Marvin Harrison or neighbors, but I think Odunze would be like a perfect fit for what the Lions like to do. Odunze, Washington? They're like, okay. Well, look at
there's so many receivers. I'm like, oh yeah, big.
It's gonna be interesting.
There's so many.
Yeah, it's gonna be interesting as we get toward the our mocks. You know, because good guys always fall in these kind of drafts, especially with a quarterback heavy draft here. So I mean, four or five quarterbacks possibly going in the first round.
Right.
It's gonna be very interesting.
Yeah, the quarterback. So
their Lions are gonna be able to.
Yeah, go ahead, Red Dog.
Pick for whatever they want, like whoever they like. There's so many good players that are going to be available there at 29. They're going to be able to pick just an impact player.
Right. And then those quarterbacks,
receiver, O-line.
Those quarterbacks you're mentioning, UJ, Caleb Williams, Jane Daniels, Drake May, and then, you know, the little slightly more questionable ones in the first round, J.J. McCarthy, Michael Penix Jr., and Bo Nix, all possible first round.
I don't think J.J. McCarthy's that questionable first rounder. The other two, Nix and Penix, I believe, are questionable first rounders, but I don't think McCarthy is personally.
Yeah.
I think he's pretty
good. I agree with you on that. Penix is that guy. I heard somebody compare him to Tebow, you know, as far as Willie's game translate to the pros, you know, like his style. But I don't know. I think J.J.'s got the NFL makeup. Whether he'll be good right out of the gate, I don't know, but I think he'll be good.
Yeah, I do too.
I think McCarthy's a little overrated. This is not anti-Michigan or anything, but this is my own. I think McCarthy was like a product of like a good team around him rather than him kind of elevating the team.
Disagree.
I mean, he didn't have to do much, so it's really just.
But when
he
did, when they needed him to do stuff, he did it though. You know, when he had,
So.
The guy I don't get is that Penix. He has the weirdest throw I've ever seen from
He's got a really fast release, though.
It's the weirdest. It looks like Uncle Rico, man. And I swear to God, it looks like that.
Throws ball over them there.
I don't know how he throws it so far.
So, you think Penix is better prospect than J.J. McCarthy?
I didn't say that. Okay. I did not say that. Penix is a hard read as well. These guys play that spread out college offense, and they, you know, snap the ball in 20 seconds. It's just such a different game. And a lot of times you don't see it translate too well. So it's really hard to, you know, the national championship game, I think, exposed him to a degree. I know he's playing a little injured, but he missed a lot of open guys in that game. I think he cost him that game to a degree. I think Bo Nix is actually the better prospect of the three. I could see him possibly even getting drafted. Well, definitely before Penix, but I'm not sure about before McCarthy. But I think there's a lot of love for Bo Nix in scouting circles, just based on everything I've kind of read about the combine weekend. But, you know, it doesn't matter because the Lions aren't really going to be drafting one of those guys.
Nope.
You know, the Lions at the combine met with a bunch of people. You know, Jazeer Newton was mentioned, a D tackle out of Illinois. He will probably be in the mid to late first round. So that's absolutely a guy the Lions could attack. He looks really good. A foot injury right now as well. So he did not participate in the combine. I believe they said he'd be ready for his pro day. I need to go back and look at that. Definitely Kool-Aid McKinstry was able. But the Lions did meet with Keon Mitchell, did meet with Kool-Aid McKinstry, Johnny Newton, Darius Robinson, the edge out of Missouri. A little slower than I think he was hoping for in his 40. Yeah. I don't know if – do you guys have that up? I can like pull up.
I saw it. It was like a 4.9 or something. Or four.
It was, 4.95 or 5. It was really
that
right
guy's
around 5
a player,
seconds.
Though, man. I wouldn't mind. You know, depending on where they get him.
I mean,
4.95.
His numbers were almost identical to Cam Jordan.
I would take him if there's him out of Mizzou, and then the thicker kicker. Get two guys from Mizzou.
Oh, Bob, thanks for saying that. He's gonna be in my mock. I promise you, the thicker.
I want him so bad.
I love that guy.
He'd be an instant star in Detroit. I think. Man.
How come kickers instantly. Don't get to go to the combine, huh?
They should. You're right, Bob. He'll be an instant star, man.
It'll be great.
Be awesome.
Yeah, he kicked a 61-yarder to beat Kansas State, I believe. That guy.
Yeah, wouldn't it be nice to have that in the bag, even if we, you know, needed it sometime, a long kick? Can't do that now.
It would.
I'm all for it.
I definitely could see the Lions drafting a kicker late in this one, although it doesn't seem in Brad Holmes' MO to draft a kicker.
At least he does.
Seen of them thus far.
Hey, another guy is this Peyton Wilson, ran a 4.43 at 6'4", 233 linebacker out of
NC State.
Dude, that's like just freaky. That's
Red
so
Dog,
fast.
You're falling into the trap that Brad Holmes warned us about.
34
looking at flashy
and a half
statistics
inch
and what they do in pajamas, you know?
Everyone falls into the trap. That's the fun of it.
Yeah, Brian Thomas is the wide receiver out of LSU. Is another guy that the Lions met with at the combine. 4.33 40. Seen as one of the top 50 prospects in this draft as well. So someone to keep an eye out there.
Hey, you're talking
Roman
about
Wilson 4.39, Bob, out of Michigan.
You were talking about the kid from Illinois. He met with the Lions too, and they asked him. Someone reporter asked him, "So did you meet with the Lions?" Coaches, and he says, "Yeah, they fucked with me. I fucked with them."
Really?
Something like that. It was just all off the cuff.
That's pretty funny. Yeah, that was Newton. That was Jazeer Newton.
Yeah, I thought that was kind of funny.
Yeah. Funny, Illinois, that, Illinois defensive guys keep getting drafted high, but whatever reason, they can't, consistently win over there. Anyways. anybody else that we're missing that was keep on our radar. We're going to be diving into these guys more as we go ahead. But all the RAS scores, that relative athletic score that Math Bomb guy does on Twitter, that's pretty popular. A lot of nines. I believe Odunze was like a 10. It's 6'3", 215, just his size and speed, and his jumps are just ridiculous.
That's insane.
So. Relative athletic score, he takes all the historical data from all the prior combines and then height, weight, weights them a certain each score and then gives it one final score. And then it updates every year. And Odunze is one of the freakiest guys he's ever graded.
Odunze really does seem like the perfect type of piece to finish our receiving core. Our top three guys, he's a better version potentially, or more upside version of Josh Reynolds. Got that height and speed, probably more speed at where Reynolds is at this point.
You think he catches it on fourth down in the playoffs?
Oh, my God. I hope so.
I can't hate on Josh too much. Doesn't mean I'm not bitter about it a little bit. Anyway.
Hey, Luke McCaffrey, by the way, beat his brother's 40 time at the combine.
Oh, yeah. Have you watched his tape at all, Red Dog?
I haven't watched his tape yet. I've only watched his combine, and he looked really impressive. Like, he's so damn fast and smooth. He's tall, 6'2".
Mm-hmm.
His 20-yard shuttle was 4.02. Like that's elite agility scores to go with really nice speed numbers, 4.46, 1.52 split. Like, that's really explosive. Mm-hmm. 36-inch vertical isn't, like, that elite, but a 10-1 broad jump. I mean, the dude's got some really nice tools and then the pedigree. So, I mean, it's hard to not like this kid, but that's just without even looking deeper. I haven't watched the film.
If somehow this guy fell to the second round, I wouldn't mind either. Just one more. Ladd McConkey out of Georgia. Go watch him in college.
He is really good. A lot of fun to watch.
Really hard to guard. Really good route runner. Once he gets the ball in his hands, a lot of yak. I would love to see him in a Lions uniform as a wide receiver, but I don't know if we're going to be targeting a wide receiver in the first two rounds. But
I wouldn't hate it, though. I wouldn't hate adding another elite target or top-notch target for Jared Goff, and that offense to just truly become just loaded with deadly talent. I mean, we already are.
But what's more important,
impact. I think it's who's there. It's going to come down to who's there. Who they like, and what I don't think they're going to draft for position of need. I think they're going to draft based on who they think is going to make the biggest impact. And if that's a receiver, I think they'll have no problem pulling the trigger. About the only position I don't think you'll see them draft for sure is running back and quarterback. After that, everything's pretty much fair game. I know we need cornerback help, but I don't think Brad Holmes is going to draft.
I agree with you for the most part, except if there was a player that they had highly rated in those positions that was right there, sitting there, that fell to them, they might make a move.
Oh, yeah, you know? For sure.
Yeah. So, well, yeah, if it's the player matches the pick, for sure. Like, if you have Devin Witherspoon there last year, we take him, but not because we didn't take another.
No, but you're talking about positions we don't, running back or something. Say there was some crazy guy that they had on their charts that they liked but fell to 29 or whatever, or second round. Yeah,
as a running back, like you're saying, I mean, sure, they would consider it.
Nothing's. I wouldn't put anything really off the board with these guys.
I would really.
I would be shocked too, but I'm just saying the way he drafts. I don't think he's drafting for need. I think
for
talent.
He's drafting for impact for the best players.
I think this draft, though, considering they have Gibbs locked up for a few years, Montgomery for two more.
Hey, I'm not saying they're targeting that.
I don't know if I want them to just start.
I'm just saying sometimes things fall in your lap, you know.
I understand.
I don't know that there's a running back in this draft that even would entice, honestly, in round one. Not us anyway. Some nice speed numbers. I like that Trey Benson out of Florida State. He was good, but I mean, there's no Jahmyr Gibbs. There's no
Bijan Robinson.
Bijan, yeah.
But we have about 45 days to talk about the draft still, so we'll begin to that going forward. But the other thing I wanted to focus on here, because the negotiating period starts next Monday, so we're recording this on Monday, March 4th. The negotiating period window for free agency starts on the 11th, so we're 1 week away from that. And there is a lot, just a lot the Lions could do. It's going to be really interesting to see what they do. Will they actually go out and spend a little bigger than they have in the past? But that spending might not be free agents necessarily. It might be our own guys that still need to be extended, like Goff, like Amon-Ra. Sewell is technically up for extension. I'm not sure if they're going to wait another year for him or not. The Lions built this up the last few years. Now they got to start paying them. These guys have gotten to this point. So it's going to be really fascinating to see.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to be able to keep everybody. Jonah Jackson, do we think he's gone or staying? I think he's gone.
I'm leaning toward gone.
I think so, unfortunately.
Yeah, I'm going to swim against the current and say they're going to figure it out. Keep him. So
I wouldn't mind that. I would not mind that. He's still young.
I wouldn't mind it.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's been very good when he's healthy.
Right.
Exactly. Yes, when he's healthy.
Yeah, when he's healthy, being the big
he's
one.
He's had some injury things. Yeah, it's been a little dicier for him. But, I'm trying to look up the – I forgot to pull the – I thought I had it up.
I'm a Glasgow. Still no word on Glasgow yet either.
Yeah, he's a free agent. I would be shocked if he didn't come back, though.
They got to just – he won't even cost that much, man.
He's got to retire a Lion at this point, damn it.
I think you get him at a reasonable rate, though. Like, you're going to break the bank with him, and he's been solid.
Yeah.
I'd like to see them get
him.
And
we drafted
him. Did you guys see that report that the Lions are going to target a high-end cornerback somewhere? So.
Yeah, the Darius Sneed is
he's franchised, so we'd have to negotiate.
He's
non-exclusive franchise, which is important to note because he can go out on his own and seek a trade out.
I would be shocked if they got him, but
I don't
it'd
like
be nice
it.
To have him on the team.
would be incredible. He is super versatile. Went against the number one receiver more than any cornerback last year and performed. I mean, he's all pro cornerback, Super Bowl winning team. Underrated, I think, how good he is. He would be an
he's amazing. Underrated and he's an all pro and I don't know.
I think so. I don't know if
he was pretty much the buzz of the league last year, I thought, but I don't know.
I'll tell you, there's one guy that if they could figure a way to do it, to me it would be Josh Allen. Josh Allen and Hutch on that same line together would be an absolute show. That would be incredible. How would you like to play against those two at the same time? Oh my God. That would be just
I don't want to overpay for him though. I think he averaged about 7.5 sacks per year and then had 17.5 last year all of a sudden. You know why? It was a contract year. I'm a little more skeptical about him because his performance at a contract year versus his prior performances to that. If the right price is there, I just don't want him to be like the highest paid D tackle in the league or something like that, or even top five. Honestly,
get Chris Jones.
I would shy away personally. Chris Jones would be different. I think he's looking for a shorter term contract.
He would be awesome because Chris Jones was like the most double teamed at his position last year. And
are you guys talking about the same person?
Chris Jones? Well, now we're moving on to Chris Jones. We were talking about Josh Allen.
Usually you just said Josh Allen, and then you said D-Tag.
Well, then we just kind of switching off.
Follow along.
So Z is not too enthused by
I was
Josh
less
Allen,
enthused.
So.
I'd like him, but at the right price is what I'm trying to get at. I don't want to overpay. And for agency, you're probably going to overpay. And I don't know if that's a guy I necessarily want to overpay for. There's a guy I think that fits the Lions a little better in terms of what they look for. Jonathan Greenard. Out of Houston, absolute beast, 17.5 tackles for loss last year, 12 sacks. And this is a guy that's much better in the run game than Josh Allen as well. And he is a hustle guy. I think he fits the culture a little more for what the Lions are looking for. Unless Brian Burns is somehow able to get got.
Burns wants to break the bank. There's another guy. I don't see that happening. He wants...
I would break the bank for Brian Burns. I think he's that
I
good.
Wouldn't. I would love to have him, but I don't want to mortgage the thing for him. It's too much going on.
Across from Hutch, draft the tackle like Newton or something. Oof. You got a what an exciting D line that would be.
Yeah. At the detriment.
But man, Greenard, I know he's not a big, big name, but go look at him. Go look him up. Watch his tape.
It's only 27.
This is a guy that. I think is a little more affordable and could fit right into the Lions defense and what they're looking for, especially everything that they look for.
12.5 sacks.
Right. Everything that he had, ascending year. I'll be really excited to get him. That's for sure. And you can get him for a long time, unless Brian Burns is available. But
Christian Wilkins from Miami would be.
Yeah, that'd be great. I mean, he's a run stopper, not necessarily a pass rusher per se. But the Lions need help up the middle too.
Apparently, he did pretty good against the pass though this last year.
Yeah, this was his best year. The last year was definitely his best year.
Yeah, and you got the DJ Reader from Cincy who when
that healthy, is a run stopper.
he's a beast when he's healthy too.
He's a primary run stopper. Yeah, and you take whatever you get out of the pass with him. But yes, he without him on the field, like the Bengals gave up like 3 more yards per rush or something. Like, it was some crazy number.
What about Justin Matabuki? Is he getting tagged?
I don't think he's leaving the Ravens. That would be amazing. He is a monster. 26. And he just keeps getting better and better every year. That would be a lot of fun. But I haven't really heard anything. I've not read or seen anything about him other than going back to the Ravens at this point. Basically, someone had to fall apart in the last hour.
If there's one position you guys feel like breaking the bank for, what would it be?
The end.
Yeah.
Brian Burns.
I don't want him to break the bank.
Greenard.
But
I don't think they're gonna really
to go big.
I don't think they're going to either.
Or if they do, if they pay big, it's gonna be for a shorter term. You know, I don't think they're gonna lock.
Yeah, that I'd be okay with. You did a short term guy. You know, get.
There's another position I could see, and Kid J, I love this because Kevin Dotson is a free agent at guard. Now if we lose, you know, Noah Jackson, I could see him coming in for a couple of years. You know, while we groom another inside lineman. I'd like to see him. That guy's a mauler, absolute mauler. He'd be great in our run game. And he's a you know, established vet. I could see him for a couple year contract, you know.
That'd be great.
I think
these are top interior offensive linemen. So Robert Hunt, Kevin Dotson, Connor Williams, Lloyd Cushenberry, Kevin Zeitler, Dalton Risner. Those are some of the top names on the interior offensive line.
Jackson.
Well, yes.
Yes.
Jackson.
You know, I mean, I think the thing is, in free agency this year, I don't expect us to break the bank. I do expect us to sign an instant starter, a proven bona fide upgrade somewhere important. Like you know, the biggest free agent signing to date has been, well, I guess arguably C.J. Gardner Johnson, but that was kind of fluky and weird, and it was only a 1-year deal. But it was really Cam Sutton, and as you know, I think he fell off down the stretch largely because of injury. I don't think he's as bad as everyone's been acting like, but nonetheless, he at least needs someone good across from him. You need to upgrade. You need to sign someone on another tier of talent, higher than Cam Sutton. Like that's what I think he's been ramping up towards. More and more impact players getting through free agency, but you got to at least get a legit upgrade starter type.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
at least one.
With the cornerback, do you think we're going to go out for a cornerback? I mean, it's obviously a desperate need for the Lions.
Yeah, I could see them going to free agent on a cornerback.
So the top guys are Jalen Johnson and Snead. Jalen Johnson is probably going to be re-signed by the Bears.
I would love to get him. I think he'd fit in great with the Lions, but I don't think they'll get him. But yeah, like you say.
I don't think he's leaving the Bears. The Bears also have like top 2 cap space, so they have the money to spend on him.
Yeah.
But they,
by the way, the cap went like bananas this year. It went even $5 million past what the teams were projecting. So the Lions got $15 million in additional cap space. But every other team gets it too. That's the thing. It's not just the line.
It doesn't seem like free agency is exactly like just teaming with like good young corners. So like, it seems like whoever we get in free agency at cornerback is probably going to have to be a proven vet on like a couple year contract. That unless you go crazy and try to get Snead or Johnson, maybe a Dory Jackson. I don't know, but like, there's not a ton of great options there to like really upgrade with young talent.
Mm-hmm. I think Tease Tabor is available.
Oh, all right. Let's go.
Well, just watch the film on him.
Zaven Howard would be an interesting – you know, I don't know much about his personality, unfortunately. See if he's like a personality fit. But as far as like a guy that has a history of performing pretty good outside of injury, Zaven Howard would be interesting. Got released by Dolphins, too costly. Bill Barnwell of ESPN predicts him to be $14 to $18 million per year. I think if you get him somehow to like 13 for like a 1-year deal, like a prove it deal, that might be the way to go, especially if you're going to draft a cornerback.
He's 31 though, too. Like that ain't young. And he's been falling off over the last couple of years. I'm okay if we pay the right amount, but like the numbers you just said don't sound like that's big money.
But a 1-year contract. is what I'm getting at.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
Wouldn't want one year. It'd be a proven deal for him to maybe get a 2-year contract the following
year. Yeah, I like a proven vet for like a year.
But the thing
Kendall
is,
Kendall Fuller is another name thrown out there.
The Commanders guy. Nine.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. He's getting older too, though. Like you said, a lot of these.
He's 29 at least, but and he's been good and he stayed good. So like, I like that one actually. We can get a couple years out of someone like him. Get like sign up to like a 2-year contract or something.
Yeah, we'll see what the Lions kind of cachet they built up with the league too and the players. You know, if someone willing to take maybe a little less to come to the Lions, or you know, someone want to come here because they see this might be their shot because we're close and. You know, that might help us out a little bit in that way. So,
yeah,
it's going to be really interesting.
Isn't that an interesting space as a Lions fan? You know, like people actually want to come play with the Lions, you know, like.
I know. It really is.
What do you see the team grades? The anonymous thing that the NFLPA does every year, grading like the owners and the facilities and coaches. Three head coaches got A pluses. Dan Campbell, Andy Reid, and I believe Kevin O'Connell from Minnesota. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was cool to see. I was surprised the Lions ownership got a B. It was a little lower, or B minus. It was like a B minus or something like that. And that the guys. Lions said that the food and the facility was better. Like last year, the Lions got an F. This year, they got a C minus. They said at least they had more food and nutrition plans, but it was bad food. So
work in progress.
Guys, what do you think? We could really, you know, just cast out some demons and get Jeff Okuda back in here to claim his rightful spot as our number one corner. He's free and he's only 25.
Oh, he's young.
Hey, he has going. A lot of talent as a former number third overall pick.
Get him cheap, brother.
Yeah.
Well, Lions brought back Jerron Davis for a little bit, former number one pick. Maybe they can do that with Okuda. At least as a super depth piece or a prove it training
like
camp deal.
As like a Yeah, camp body to fight it.
Sure,
I like
not?
That. Like, I think that's a great like signing right there as a camp body, not as some idea that his name is worth anything. But I mean, he did have enough talent for us to stupidly draft him at 3, at least to fake it, trick us into.
We know
it.
He's got like the you know the
for the consistent
the mental attitude
temperament
to be, like you know to be a fit in this. So that's not a problem.
Yeah, he always seemed to be very disciplined and dedicated. It just never kind of figured out.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't hate that.
So
it would be great to get something.
Yeah, Kendall
out of
Fuller,
him.
They project 3 years, 42. That's per spot track, somewhere in that range.
That ain't bad.
Jadobe Awuzie, out of Cincinnati, the Bengals. 2 years, $21 million. He's an up and down guy a little more, though.
Well, that's a guy I'm interested in.
Great free agency cornerback.
I'm actually interested in him, though, because he was hurt 2 years ago, ACL, and he came back last year. And then toward the end of the season, he was playing great football. It took him that long to kind of get his game back. So right now, he's on the upswing, and he's still young, you know, at 29, I think he is, or 28.
But
I kind of like
the Lions want to get another free agent with injury history in the NFL.
Well,
it mostly lasted 3 plays.
Yeah.
Well, that was brutal.
You know, everyone gets injured in this league, so you know, some guys don't have the luck. You know, Mosley didn't have the luck there. It's a bad run there, but you know, I don't know.
I think whoever they sign is going to be 6 feet taller or 6 feet taller. I just think they're looking for a true number one type cornerback. Who can run with the big guys a little bit better, the top dogs a little better than who we
unless
have.
Unless it's Snead or Johnson, I don't think they're going to quite get that guy, unfortunately.
Fuller's a pretty good.
He's 5'11".
Is Fuller only 5'11"? Maybe I'm thinking of a different Fuller.
Kendall Fuller is 5'11". I have a list right here.
Yeah,
on
but yeah. Still an upgrade. He'd still be an upgrade over like Kendall Vildor, Jerry Jacobs. And I mean, I'm just saying, like if it's not. I'm not obsessed on the height factor, but like, it would be nice to have a full, you know, a good sized cornerback who's not undersized and slow.
Yeah, let's get Stephon Gilmore in a 1-year deal, play with his brother. You know,
yeah,
all exciting and stuff. He might.
He's 33.
He might give him some impetus. Ooh. You know, to want to have a great year playing with his brother and stuff. I don't know. Who knows.
He was really good last year for his age.
He was
still performing at a high level for the Cowboys. I would not be mad about that. They projected him at like 1 year, that 11 million.
When A.J. Brown called him old, and then he shut him down too. That game.
So. Yeah.
Yeah.
I would love that veteran leadership. Like, yeah, ring him.
You know, that'd give us time to groom a possible draft pick, you know, or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
And we wouldn't be locked down for years and years with the guy, you know?
Right.
No.
Well, the Lions still had to sign back Josh Reynolds. They're interested in having him back. Matt Nelson, Glasgow, as you mentioned, UJ. Benito Jones is a restricted free agent. Harris and Okwara. I honestly hope they don't come back.
I don't think they will.
Vildor is a free agent. Harris, if we bring him back again. CJ Gardner-Johnson, he could come back. Maybe he can play corner. That was where it started. But... yeah, it'll be interesting to see if the Lions got a bunch of cap space to use. They also, but like I said, Goff, they got a lot to do in a little bit of time, it seems.
Hey, Z, can you give us the dates of free agency when it starts? Exactly.
Yeah, well, it's the 13th is when NFL, you can actually sign. The negotiating window is March 11th to the 13th.
Okay.
So there's like a 48-hour.
Tampering window.
Yeah, now it's a legal tampering window.
Yeah.
It looks like Kirk Cousins is going to Atlanta. That seems to be, all signs are pointing that way. It looks like Justin Fields is on his way out of Chicago. It's just a matter of where he goes.
Yeah.
And it sounds like the trade market's cooled for him, though, like what they can get.
It's I've been telling my Bears fans that the whole time. I think I said on here, like, there's not a lot of teams that.
I'll tell you what, though. The Bears could be perpetually cursed because the Bears fans I talked to do not want Caleb Williams.
Why? Because he paints his nails, and
because of his personnel, and not because of his talent. Because this guy could be a head case. So
yeah, Southern. Where did he grow up?
I think they should draft McCarthy.
I hope not.
Yeah.
I hope so. That'd be great. I hope draft McCarthy. Who's your?
I just think it would be a smart move.
If you're the Bears, who would you draft?
A good move
UJ?
For them.
Well, see, I think they're going to have to draft Caleb Williams. See, they paint themselves in the corner. This is what they do, the Bears. Like, Caleb Williams, to me, I have questions about him, too, just because I don't like things about his personality. They could trade it. You know, that would actually not be a bad thing to do. Get a lot of draft capital. But I don't know. They're kind of like painted in the corner. If they're going to pick a quarterback, they better pick Caleb Williams because
Drake May is pretty good.
Like, that's exactly the sign of a bad. That's the sign of a bad organization, though. If like any of that actually has an influence on how they pick, and not based off their own scouting and who they actually think is good,
I agree.
Like, that's a bad organization, and I know organizations do get influenced by public perception. You see it happen.
But I think the Bears are a bad organization.
They are.
I do think Caleb Williams is going
to. I also think Caleb Williams is going to be a good NFL quarterback. So.
But, I know. I wish he wasn't going to the Bears.
If any team could screw him up, though, it would be the Bears, you know? So
it would. If there's any team, it would be them, for
That's
sure.
That's a good point.
So,
good point.
Because I think Matt Eberflus is not a great, especially late game manager. He's proven that multiple times now. But the Bears, they have a fun draft ahead of them. I mean, they got the 9th pick overall, too. So they'll probably go like quarterback, wide receiver, and the Lions will have a new challenge ahead of them, but but it's the Lions division right now. It's theirs to lose. They are the kings of the North right now.
That's right, baby. Reigning champs.
Adunze, Williams and Adunze going to the Bears would not be super fun to go against twice a year.
Hey, how exciting would Worthy coming taken? Would you guys be if we took Worthy at 29? Yep. Oh, gosh, that's speed, though.
No.
And he's not just speed. He's a good player.
You're going to fall into the – John Ross had the fastest 40 before this. Just because you're running fast, it's not everything.
No, it wasn't. It was – wasn't it? It was Charles
– John Ross.
Charles.
John Ross, wide receiver out of Washington. Yeah. Went to the Bengals 12th overall after running the fastest
40. Oh, yeah. 40. Remember, he didn't
know. I thought it
short
was –
short career. Short career. Injuries to a degree, but also didn't do much when he was healthy.
I thought it was what's his name from the
Chris
Titans.
Johnson, but he was a 4.24 actually or something.
Yeah, he was not the fastest.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, he was slow.
Yeah.
But I mean, the speed is just like that's just one factor. Obviously, you can see with St. Brown.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But he's good. He's not just a speedster. He's a good receiver. Like, watch his highlights. He's not. He's a dynamic player. He's probably gonna get drafted pretty.
Well, let's
high.
Just say no again on that one.
Yeah.
But like, I a dynamic wide receiver at the end of the first round is not off the books.
A couple other free agents I just want to mention. Javon Kinlaw or Leonard Williams. Mm. Now, I think both are going to go back to the teams they're on, 49ers and the Jets. But Leonard Williams would be an absolute blast to have.
Oh, yeah.
That guy is an absolute monster. Oh, and then Javon Kinlaw, also a game wrecker up the middle. But someone I think that's not going to probably.
That's who like I think of. Like if you add a guy like Darius Robinson, our line will start to look a lot like the 49ers and all those freaking.
A guy I don't want, Chase Young.
No.
I do not want him.
Stay away from that guy.
I've soured on him tremendously.
Yeah, me too.
Bryce Huff, I don't know much about him, unfortunately. He's I see him here on a top 10 free agent list. I can't really speak to that.
He's with the Jets, right, Huff?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, Snead, Fuller, Djibouti. Safety, if we're going after that. Some top guys, Antoine Winfield Jr., Xavier McKinney, Kyle Duggar, Dino Stone. Some big names out there.
I definitely don't think we're taking any top guys at safety.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so.
If any. Like, I feel very good, except for unless you count. Like, is CJ GJ listed highly on the your
nine.
List?
Nine. He's number nine on that list.
Ooh, nine? Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, there's some young dudes out there, though, I see. Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel very good about our situation.
It's going to be fun.
But do you,
what do you guys think? Do. Think we get CJ? Back?
I'm going to say no.
Do you want him back?
At the right price. Yeah. Kind of what was he last year? One for 8 million, right?
8 or 9 million, yeah.
Something like that.
If they could bring him back around that price point again, I'd do it. I would not do more.
Yeah. Kid Jay said the Titans are interested in him, so we'll see.
Oh, okay. Well.
But we definitely will need some safety help.
You got to mix his.
Well, really quick, make one prediction for the Lions, what they're going to do in free agency. Start with you, Jay.
They're going to sign a cornerback, and I don't know which one, but I think they're going to sign a free agent cornerback.
Okay.
Right. That's the best I can do right now. I don't know which one. If I was going to pick one, though, I would go Awuzie from Cincinnati.
There you go. I like it. How about you, Bob?
I'm going to say cornerback as well. And if they do pull the trigger, I'm going to go with Kendall Fuller from the Commanders. Because he's a versatile guy. He's played safety. He's played the slot. He's played the outside. So he's a multi-tool, you know, so he'd be good.
All right. We like it. Red Dog.
I don't know. This is a tough thing to ask.
That's what we do on here. We ask tough questions.
That's right.
The tough questions, man. Okay. I think we're going to add a D tackle, and it's going to be Christian Wilkins.
Hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. That,
nine sacks, Z.
That would be great.
He had nine sacks last year.
Yeah, that definitely his best year. Yeah. These guys in contract years, they turn up another level, that's for sure. That's why it's great to get a guy in like a one-year deal sometimes, like a prove-it deal.
It also helps when your offense is like a Madden offense, putting up ridiculous numbers, and you're just pass rushing the whole time.
That too. That's a great point. Yeah, and that and like a guy like Chris Jones, for instance, the Kansas City Chiefs know like they need to motivate him, so they like structured his contract with a lot of incentives in the playoffs, and like every playoff win, he was earning like $1.5 million. So,
see, that's the only thing that worries me about it. Free agents like that, when you pay a guy big money, are these guys gonna still play as hard? You're gonna find that personality, you know. It's not gonna slow these guys down.
That's why I like Greenard. I think that guy has the personality. Again, I'm going to go look him up. But if I
I like that idea as the guy like Greenard, though. I think you're right. I think that's exactly the type of guy we'll sign, is someone who's got the right attitude and isn't the top of the crop, but just off the cream.
I mean, Lions could go like in a short-term contract for like a Danielle Hunter or something. I mean, that'd be a great guy to have off the edge if he's healthy. But
why would he sign a short-term contract? He's probably going for his final big one.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm going to go with Jonathan Greenard. I'm going to say 4 years, $13.5 to $14 million a year for him. So that's 4 years, $55 million. I think that's the type of move the Lions make here at edge. I think they need a new edge guy, a fresh guy out there that's going to be able to help. And then we also have James Houston back. So,
though I don't sleep on Pascal being the answer that people don't realize, like across from Hutch, they drafted him to be a good base end. Like I think he's gonna be better and better. I think he could be like a potential like a double digit sack type guy. Like I think he could be the base edge that we already have, and I wouldn't be surprised if we add like more like of a pass rush talent. But I don't know. I'm just curious to see, because I think two big factors on this defensive line that a lot of people will sleep on is Josh Pascal and Levi Onwuzurike's development.
Maybe.
Right.
Like, you're talking about 2 second round picks that are finally getting consistent reps.
Well, it's
reps
possible, Road Dogg, that you're the one sleeping and is dreaming that Pascal's the answer. But
Bob, it's always possible and likely that I am sleeping.
Well, Onwuzurike, it was like his rookie year last year, really. So
yeah, Onwuzurike, but
and don't forget about a guy named Broderick Martin that barely played at all last year. I'm not sure what the Lions have in store for him plans-wise, but I'm sure it had a lot of doing with changing his body type.
And we signed that kid from Canada.
Right.
I'm just saying, don't be surprised if we don't throw big money at another edge player. I don't know if that's going to be where they feel like they need to do it. Maybe they do. I don't know. But
Yeah.
I think we're losing a couple edge guys, though, so I think they have the need for one of those guys.
I mean, that's true. All those guys who could never step up last year.
Right.
Nobody answered the call last year. Romeo was the guy finally down the stretch that they kind of just gave it to, but, I mean, it wasn't like he was tearing it up.
No, it was rough. But, yeah, so that's NFL free agency. I can't wait to, you know, these rumors are really going to start picking up in the next few days. As we get closer and closer to that negotiating window. It'll be really interesting to see what happens in the quarterback market, especially with the Fields and Cousins.
The Bears just signed an offensive lineman during this pod.
Did they?
Ryan Bates from the Bills for a fifth round.
They traded for him.
I mean, it's not official till the 13th. But so there you go. Breaking news. Bum-ba-bum.
Look at that. Drinking blue Kool-Aid, breaking news.
You know, I think the most interesting thing this year is, like, you remember what year was it? It might have been our 0-16. I don't know. There was a year where we stayed, like, no, I think it was a Schwartz year. We stayed, like, almost identical, like, brought back our entire roster, like, man for man. Like, I think it was, like, 21 out of 22 starters. And then we just like fell off.
No, that was what's his name? My favorite coach,
Caldwell.
Oh,
Caldwell. That was the Caldwell year. Second year, they kept the team intact.
We brought
didn't
back
change anything.
Everybody, and it just like we stagnated and died. Like we withered. Like I think we still got our 9 wins.
Yeah.
I don't think we did actually. It might have been one of the years we didn't actually get 9, but like. I think it's going to be really interesting to see how we balance this, like bringing back our guys with injecting new youth. I guess that's the thing with the draft, right? The build through the draft method.
I don't see Holmes like falling in love with everybody on the roster. You know, I think he's got a plan and he's going to stick to it and don't get too attached.
Well, Amon-Ra, that's step one. Yeah. That's brick
one. Well, there's
certain
pillars like Hutch, Amon-Ra, you know, like guys like Sewell. But, the rest of the guys.
Right. That's why Jonah walks. Unfortunately, guys like Jonah are gonna fall away. Yeah. But I mean, that's why you. But like, we've already begun to like address that. Like they drafted Colby Sorsdahl last year. He got some good battle experience this year. You know, like it's not like we haven't addressed.
We'll need someone
that,
to play
but,
center too. You know, going forward, because who knows how long Ragnow can last on that.
Right.
Yeah, he could drop off at any second.
Thing, yeah,
it's a really good point.
That's why, like, a stud interior guy who could play center, like that kid from, I think it's Duke, who looks really good. He's a, like, they're projecting him as a center, but he can play left tackle. Like, I would love just another elite O lineman, man. Well, like, just double down on our best strength. Right. Like, could you imagine if we add another first round O lineman to, like, block for Gibbs and Monty and Goff? Oh, my God. It just makes me so damn excited to think about.
It is. It is for sure. a lot of fun. There's one more D-end I forgot to mention that I'm looking forward to seeing a little more out of him is Liatu out of UCLA.
Oh, that guy.
I think that could be a possible Lions guy, but big injury history. So almost didn't.
That's like the only reason he's like not the guaranteed one. Like everyone's saying he's the most polished. He's got like the prototype size and speed.
6'5", 265.
Yeah, like he's like if he falls to us at 29. I mean, we'll have to be comfortable with his injury history, but oh my goodness, that would be a stellar. He would probably step right in and upgrade the other edge.
Definitely.
At pass rush for sure.
But we will have plenty of time to talk about that going forward. But I think we're going to wrap up the podcast here. We covered a combine free agency today, but it should be fascinating to see what the Lions are going to do in free agency. We'll be reacting to that all next week on the pod. Can't wait to gather with all you listeners out there to talk about everything that we're hearing and seeing and reacting. It should be a lot of fun. If you want to subscribe to this podcast, do it on Spotify, Apple, read your podcast. Please download it. Please subscribe. Please leave a review. Greatly appreciate that. Link at sidelinereport.com for supporting the podcast. Greatly appreciate that as well. But we mostly appreciate our producer,
KJ.
Good Jay for always crushing it every week on the pod. And then, of course, thank you to our listeners. Thank you for coming back. It's March, but it's a fun time. It's a fun time for agency, the draft, a lot of good stuff. And we are still 6 months away from the season, but it could be any more exciting.
Hey, did anyone feel like it's already going by faster though, just because like I didn't instantly, we weren't already in like scouting mode 3 months
ago.
Because our season
is
was
a weird
in the
feeling.
Drain. Like, like suddenly the combine was here and I was like, wow, usually I'm like waiting for that.
Yeah. I think that's another reason too. I haven't had time to like catch them on all the prospects because like we're using like that month and a half of the playoffs to start doing that already. But we were talking about winning the Super Bowl this time. So,
oh man.
Yeah, but anyways, we're gonna wrap it up. Thank you everybody for listening. We'll be back next week reacting to all the things going on in free agency. Can't wait. But thank you everybody, and last but not least, as always,
go.
A charging team that will not yield. And when the blue and silver wave, stand and cheer the brave. Rock, rock, rock. Go hard, win the game. With honor you will keep your fame. Down the field and gain a Lions victory.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.